This is John Batchelor. On Thanksgiving, I turned to Ukraine. Serhii Plokhii was with me earlier this year. His new book, The Russo-Ukrainian War, tells the story of Ukraine and Russia's relationship for hundreds of years, but particularly the last century, leading to this tortured conflict we have in Eurasia, along with the Gaza War, overwhelming everyone. In any event, the facts support Ukraine as an independent country. Always has been, always will be. It was incorporated into the Russian Empire reluctantly, not at all its shape now. This has to do with the Battle of Empires, the Romanov, the Hohenzollern, the Habsburg, the British Empire as well, and how they dealt with each other 17th, 18th, 19th century. Serhii Plokhii is professor of history at Harvard University, Ukrainian history. I've spoken with him several times over the years, very fortunately. We talked about Yalta many years ago. We addressed the Cuban Missile Crisis a few years back, and now the Russo-Ukrainian War. I recommend it as background to what promises to be a very difficult and long-drawn-out conflict, making Europe extremely vulnerable to Russian aggression, undermining the relationship between the U.S. and its NATO allies. And then I turn to the history of the very famous George Orwell and his time in Spain in the Spanish Civil War, where he learned about war. Now, this was not easy for him. He was not an easy writer. And the report that I have is from a professor, Peter Stansky, at Stanford University. He talks about George Orwell, a pen name, of course, and his education in different schools and how he came to understand the risk of warfare. Orwell was shot in the neck at one point in the conflict. He was not shy about putting himself profoundly at risk. It very much influenced his subsequent writing, Animal Farm, in 1984. I recommend it as a way to understand a book that's often cited and not much studied anymore. And then finally, Brett Forrest from the Wall Street Journal joins to tell the story of a very sad family and how they lost their son to his romantic ideas that he could be an agent for the FBI, the CIA. It's all very confused. But he disappeared in Rostov-on-Don early in the Ukrainian conflict and eventually they came to a very sad ending. I recommend the story as a way of talking about how young men and women can interact with the FBI very dangerously and the CIA and the romance of being a foreign agent and traveling to overseas lands and mixing with populations that are extremely at risk because of violence. This is early in the Ukrainian conflict, 2022. Also, I spent time with Paul Gregory a year ago at Thanksgiving. He's written a book about the Oswalds, Lee Harvey and Marina Oswald. He knew them personally because in the summer of 62, he used the Oswalds to improve his Russian for Oklahoma University. And he spent time with both of them that summer instead of just taking Russian lessons from Marina, who didn't have good English. They would drive around in Dallas and Fort Worth. They lived in Fort Worth at that time and drive around in Dallas. And Lee Harvey Oswald was a man, a strange man, and Paul studied him as a young man. Paul was a couple of years younger and comes to the opinion of the events of November 22nd, 1963, long understood as the product of some conspiracy because Oswald was incapable of carrying out the assassination of a president by himself. He's called a little man. Well, Paul makes a very strong presentation from his personal experience that Lee Harvey Oswald was entirely capable of doing what he did. He saw himself as a grand man who'd been disappointed by many, let down by many, and he was going to make himself an historical figure. He didn't set out to kill the president. The tumble of events that summer of 63 came his way. And it came in the fall of 63 that he was in the right place at the book depository with a weapon he'd bought for 1995 on mail order and used to try to kill General Walker, another famous personality in Dallas at the time. He'd failed at that, but he used the same rifle to shoot the president and the governor. What we have here is a sad story that doesn't ever change. As many times as I've read the assassination of Jack Kennedy, I've wanted it to have a different ending. It doesn't. And then finally, a brief conversation with Professor Richard Epstein about court packing. This was the first chance we'd had to talk about it in 2021, 2 years ago. It's fun to reflect because the idea never really goes away. The Democratic Party spoke of it at the time. Maybe in future Republican Party would speak of it when they don't get the mix at the Supreme Court they choose. In any event, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.